This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to the forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Jennifer Brown, Gillespie High School driver's education instructor and SAD and impacted advisor. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hi, Rick.
Jennifer, today we're going to touch on a couple subjects. And first off, we're going to be talking about a whistle stop, is it worth the risk seminar that will be coming up shortly. But first, if you would, just for everyone sort of understand, what is SAD and impacted?
Starting with SAD, it's Students Against Destructive Decisions. It has been an organization, it's a national organization as well as a organization here in Illinois. We are proud to have two Illinois SAD board members, state board members in our school, Chance Reinisch and Brianne Mull. And with that, we also are a SAD group, as well as Impacted, which is Minors Preparing Caring for Teen Decisions and Driving. And we were created in 2008 by a group of students. It's a student-led, student-run organization that works with entities like SAD and some other organizations throughout the state and nationally to put on programs that in which we see that there's a need within the community.
Now we'll move on to the Whistle Stop, Is It Worth It? Seminar that's coming up. And what is this seminar going to be about?
The seminar is for any parent and high school student to attend the seminar at the Civic Center on March 27th. And it is going to focus on the opioid crisis and well as the social host laws that are in Illinois that I don't know that a lot of parents are aware of, which talks about, the risks that parents have if they're contributing to having alcohol for minors or drugs or other types of paraphernalia and things. So we're going to cover that. We're going to talk about things that a parent should know. We're going to have a room set up, like a typical teenage kid room, a little less messy than the typical one, but it's going to have things in it, and we're going to ask parents to go through it, and then we're going to have some law enforcement and also some other entities that are going to be there to talk to parents about, hey, these are things that you might want to be aware of and to look for and some signs. And then after that, we're going to have a panel of law enforcement, emergency, and educational professionals that we're going to help to drive the point home in which parents can ask them questions. And then especially for like the medical staff, they're going to talk about what they see when they go out on a call, what they're seeing in the emergency rooms, the law enforcement of talking about, okay, these are some consequences that you have if we run it, you know, we're dealing with the opioid crisis here in our community. And then we're also going to have government officials that are going to talk about the ramifications of this issue in our state and our county and the state of where we're at today.
Will there be just one presentation, or how is the evening set up?
So the evening set up, we're going to open the doors at 6. We're going to provide hot dogs and chili for dinner for people to for the families. And then at 6:30, the event starts. We're going to have, and then we'll have the room open from 6 to 6:30 so parents can go in. And then we'll start that at 6:30. Now, if you have younger children, we're also going to have the firehouse and the EMS service is going to work with the impacted team. And they're going to have a space for younger kids to go and eat, and as well as look at the fire trucks and the EMS trucks, and then they're going to have fun activities for the younger kids as well. So they'll be being taken care of so that the parents can have some time to listen and to ask questions within the Civic Center.
And when you say younger children, about what age group would be going to, I believe you call it the kids zone?
Yeah, the eighth grade and younger. We don't feel like the topics, and especially some of the topics in the hard questions that we're going to ask and talk about, we feel that high school age, because it is high school group putting it on, we just felt like eighth grade and younger would serve them better of, we're still going to touch on, how to say no, how to, what to do if, a friend makes a bad choice. So we do have some programming with on that end, but more geared toward their age group in the kids zone area, instead of them, maybe hearing some of those harder questions and tougher conversation on the adult side.
It interested me when you said you'll have a room set up like a teenager's room. Just going back to that thought a minute, you say that I guess the parents will go through this and they'll be looking, I guess, for telltale signs that maybe something's going on. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. So we're going to put some things in there that law enforcement has found, you know, just simple things that maybe a parent may not realize that it's alcohol. They may not realize that that's not a pen, that's a vape. That and then what are they putting in those? So what do those pods look like? What are those types of things that are there that parents, you know, it's new to us, and being a parent of a teenager as well, you know, just learning those kinds of things and trying to see what are those warning signs? What are those telltale signs that I'm missing as a parent?
That is going to run on March 27th at the Gillespie Civic Center. And then maybe we should talk also, you have another event coming up in April, and maybe you would like to touch on that as well.
Perfect. April 17th here at the high school, my safe driving team impacted and is working very hard putting together a program for driver's education age students. We are offering it to surrounding and regional schools to come in and attend our event. The kids have worked really hard. We have lots of different hands-on type of programming that day. We have everything from U-Haul is coming to do a safe trailering program. We have a tractor trailer truck to talk about the no zone. CHS is going to come and talk to the kids about you know, anhydrous tank safety, traveling on the roadways with them. Our FFA is going to be involved when talking about driving with tractors and things like that. So, and all the way through, state troopers are coming to bring a rollover simulator and some other things. So we have a really awesome program. We know that some schools are already going to be on spring break at that time, and the school may be not able to organize to get their kids here. But we are also inviting parents to bring their driver's ed age student if they would like to have them attend. They can also contact us here at the high school, and on our website we're going to have that out that they could come individually as well.
I was wondering, probably during this presentation, they'll be going over things like distracted driving and cell phones and so forth, too?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Distracted driving is one of our heavy hitters. We also have the drunk goggles, distracted driving, where we put them on a little, like a golf cart, or we also have this little pedal cart where they will try to text and drive and go through a course, and then we'll give them they'll have a little check mark thing, and they'll get a grade, and basically if they will, you know, more often than not they fail because they're not paying attention to what they need to do. So we're going to hit the big three, so distracted driving, we're going to talk about inexperience, and we're going to talk about obviously the alcohol end of it.
And again, the name of this program and the date?
Okay, it is Rally for Road Safety, and it's April 17th.
Going back to your first program that we were talking about, the seminar concerning Whistle Stop, is that open just to Gillespie area residents?
Any area residents who would be interested in the program, we invite everybody to come. It's one of the initiatives for our SAD team to bring in people. We would love to have to fill up the Civic Center. We'd love to have at least 50 parents there if is our goal. But if we have more, then that would make all the hard work that the kids have done be well worth it for them.
If someone would like more information, maybe they're thinking about putting together a few people to come to either of the events, is there somewhere else that they can go? I think you mentioned maybe a Facebook page or something.
Okay, yes. Minors, we do have a Facebook page for the Minors Preparing and Caring for Teen Driving or Impacted. They can also they can email me at jbrown@cusd7.org. I will be also putting it on, having the school district will be putting it up on their Facebook page as well as on the website. So hopefully Gillespie Community Unit School District, if you can go get to there, then hopefully there'll be links to direct you. Or you can call here at the school at 217-839-2114.
Jennifer Brown, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.